Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Epilepsy in children can be debilitating, taking a toll on the child's mental growth and social development. But there is hope. Epilepsy surgery can offer children with epilepsy a cure. Dr. Deborah Holder of Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC believes it is important to consider surgery as an early option for children diagnosed with epilepsy and not as a last resort.
So when kids develop epilepsy, it can affect their development and their ability to do things when they become adults. Seizures can occur daily, weekly, monthly, but they're on medications as well to prevent the seizures. So the combination of the seizures occurring as well as the medications can cause developmental delays. It can cause problems with learning and thinking and cause them to have struggles in school. So kids with epilepsy, when they're initially diagnosed, are put on medication. We wait until they've had two seizures because that meets the diagnosis of epilepsy. You have to have had two seizures that were not provoked by some underlying cause. And after a medication is tried, if the first medication doesn't work, we try a second medication. About 50% of patients respond to the first medication, and another group of patients will respond to the second medications, but about 20 to 30% of patients fail to respond to either the first or second medication. We know that after someone's failed two medications that should work for their seizure type, the likelihood that a third will work is only 10%. And so after a child fails two medications that should work for their seizure type, they should be referred to an epilepsy surgery center where they can have an extensive pre-surgical workup. And this includes doing video EEG monitoring to record the seizures so we can determine exactly where in the brain the seizures are coming from. We also do some supplemental tests looking at sugar metabolism in the brain called a PET scan, and we look at blood flow using a test called a SPECT scan. And putting all this information together, we can then identify if surgery is an option. And if surgery is an option, then that's the best choice for that child to have because it's a chance of potentially curing their epilepsy. They can then live their life without seizures and without medication. So many centers think that surgery should be the last resort. So you should try all 15 medications available, and only if everything doesn't work, then send someone for surgery. The problem is it takes time to try a new medication, usually 6 months. So the patient's living with the epilepsy for a longer period of time. Sometimes kids even live their whole childhood with epilepsy and never get referred to a surgery center. So we really have had major advances in epilepsy surgery. We're much better at what we do. Our outcomes are very good and our complications are very low. So patients should actually be referred sooner. Once we narrow it down to either left, right, front, or back, we can then use what we call brain mapping, where we actually implant EEG electrodes directly on the surface of the brain. So the skull is removed, the brain is exposed. EEG electrodes are implanted directly on the surface of the brain. Everything's closed back up and the child comes back to the epilepsy center. We record seizures again, and we can determine within millimeters exactly the area of the brain where the seizures are coming from. After that's done, we want to make sure that we're not in an area of the brain that's important to the child's function. So we want to make sure we're not in the motor area, the language area, sensory area. So we can actually map those areas by using a stimulating machine. We give a small electrical stimulation to the brain, and we can identify the motor strip, the sensory strip, or either of the language areas. We can then give the surgeon a detailed plan of what area is abnormal, causing seizures and should be removed, and what area is normal functioning brain, so that when the child wakes up from surgery, they have no seizures, but they have no functional deficits as well. So when you're taking care of a child with epilepsy, you want to be at a pediatric center. You want to make sure that the neurologist, the epilepsy specialists are pediatric trained and that the neurosurgeon is pediatric trained, as well as the neuroradiologist, neuropsychologist, the EEG technologist. We all work as a team together. We all have our own area of expertise. We all provide our expert service to the patient, and then we come up with the plan that's best for the patient. And you really need all the participants in order to have a successful surgery program. So here at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC, we have a team of doctors dedicated to the care of children with epilepsy. We have a lot of experience with epilepsy surgery. We do many cases every month. We have very good outcomes with very low complication rate. So our goal is to try to treat seizures earlier in life so that we can have improved development. So we would like to be able to identify the area of seizures, the area of seizure onset as early as possible so that children can undergo surgery before they've lived their whole childhood with seizures to try to improve their developmental outcomes as well as their seizure-free rate. We're also working with some new technical equipment that enables us to perform better evaluations and identify seizure focus more precisely.
Referring children with epilepsy for surgery earlier can help eliminate seizures sooner and alleviate the emotional and social challenges of epilepsy.